the story. So when I arrived at the airport, I was greeted by these two gentlemen. That's Wayne on the right, of course, on the left, of course, and Wally on the right. They're brothers. And Wayne, of course, goes over for several months at a time for the last 4 or 5 years. And Wally's been there for 40 plus years. And the vision that we worked on is really Wally's vision of what he's doing. So I arrived there. We get it. They pick me up at the airport. We go to missionary. This is a personal part of it. Go to missionary aviation headquarters, and right next to us is this IT building that we built. So he's going to show me the building. Out of the headquarters comes this couple, and it was Saturday afternoon. They just happened to be there. No coincidence. Just happened to be there. And so we got to chatting. They introduced me. Got to chatting. Well, they've been there 25 years or 30 years, and they're from Southern California. So, we're in Southern California. Oh, some small town east of LA. What's the name of it? Yucaipa. I went to high school in Yucaipa. They both graduated from high school. She started to sing the Thunderbird fight song. I said, I don't know the words to that. But anyway, the difference is he was born the year I graduated from high school. So I started feeling real old, right? But a delightful couple. We had wonderful, they went to the same church I did when I was there. And so we had some friends in common, and you'll see his picture a little bit later. But it was just kind of God's just hand of saying, you know, this is the Tsukua Papua Harapan. This is the school. The school from K through 12th grade there in Santani for Peruvian students. I mean, for Papuan students. It's taught in Indonesian. And some of them live right there. Some of them come down and stay in dorms and that type of thing. And you can see on the bottom, see, it says character, attitude, skills, and habits. If you look at that, if you look at the acronym, it's CASH. They don't know what CASH is, but anyway, but they use that acronym, and that's the building of these kids. Students of character, attitude, skills, and habits, and it's all over the place, because that's really what they're trying to do. They're trying to raise a generation of godly students. Here's the campus. You'll see pictures of this level and the upper level in a minute, but that's the school down there. And on this whole campus are about a dozen buildings, and Wayne has left a major imprint on every one of those, even the ones that came with the campus and were built years ago. He's remodeled them. He's remodeled some of them. He's brought some of them up to date. And in a minute, you'll see some of the ones that are newer. And they're just they're working hard. They're trying to transform the Papuan culture with God-based education. And I'll talk about a little bit more about that in a minute. Here's the students having lunch. That's just in their covered play structure, having lunch there. There's some more of the students, the older ones. They all have uniforms. They wear uniforms, and that's and you can see in the background, see on the right, you barely see where it says character, attitude, skills, and habits. They're trying to ingrain those. And then with that is the Papua Hope Language Institute. If you look at the acronym, it's PHLI, which spells FLY. And when they started talking to me, why teach it FLY? And I'm thinking, so do you do aeronautics? You do? Anyway, so then I realized this is what they're talking about. They talk about this, so they talk about it as FLY all the time. This is really, it's a college preparation course for kids that have graduated from either the school there or from other schools in other places. They come there for about 9 months to a year, and they're taught college-level English. It's the same thing, going back to character, Christian teaching, getting them to know the Word of God, teaching them the character. What has happened is Indonesia, or Papua, I would say, has been sending students over, and the government pays for them. They send students over here, and they go to these secular universities and that kind of stuff. And they go there, and they're behind in their English. They're behind in their study habits. They're faced with a culture that is very party-oriented. And they get studying too hard. English is too hard, so the partying is not too hard. So they get into that big time. And they wash out. And they're sending them back, and it's both destructive for the students and it wastes, you know, thousands of dollars. And so the school is set to stop that and to bring students back who are committed to Jesus Christ, who will be doctors, business leaders, medical leaders, that type of thing. And so, and it's just it's an incredible program that he's put together, but it's really with the vision of having a culture that is impacted by the Word of God and by Christians. Here's a building. This is a school building that Wayne built. It's an amazing thing. Here's another one. These are the classrooms. This is from the level up. Those are the two buildings you just saw. Here's his Wayne shop. Is that building in the front there? And it is hot and humid. I mean, hot and humid. So here's the top upper level. These are supposed to be dormitories. They're doubling as offices right now. And there's Wayne. You can see him walking away there. Those are buildings that he's built as well. Just amazing, the work that he's done. Here's the class that I taught at Fly. Clear to the right is the director of that class. This gal right here is planning on coming to Corbin. I think it's this one right here is wanting to go to Moody. No, this one here wants to go to Moody. Several of the guys are set to go to Fiji to study agriculture. Some of them want to be doctors, and they'll go to Jakarta to university there. Some want to be teachers, and they'll do the same thing. The school system in Papua is horrible. They have public schools in all of the different villages. You'll see a village in all of the different villages. But see, a teacher's paid with an ATM machine, and the villages don't have ATM machines. So if you want to get paid, you don't go to the village, you stay in the city. So these teachers, oftentimes, they'll go to the village where they're supposed to teach. They'll take roll, get the students all lined up, and then go back to the village. And during the school year, they may visit one or two times. Then end of the school year, they go back, give the nationalized test, have the right and the answers on the board to the test. The students do very well on the test, and then they get passed to the next grade. And that's the school system. It's as corrupt as can be, but the teachers do that, and then their bosses are in on it, and then their boss's boss, and it's just, you know, the whole system is corrupt. And that's why one of the things that the Walmart's trying to do, and working, there's a man who's very wealthy, who's trying to help bring this about, is to put Christian schools in all these little villages, and medical clinics in all these little villages, so that they come out of there with a good education and a good knowledge and understanding of God and the Christian life. So it was a delight for me to teach them. I taught two classes and sat in on another one, and that was fun. This is Wayne's shop. This is where they do the woodworking, okay? That's a door they made.
Wow.
This is out of rough planks that they bring in, and in that little shop, they come out with this kind of work. And these guys are just craftsmen. They do a wonderful job. So this really isn't Wayne's work. This is some of his workers there. And so he said they're very easy to train. And then here's Wayne. I caught him on the tractor. They're putting in a electrical line underground. So I caught him doing that. These are his workers having lunch. So I got to see that for 2 days. Then I went on a flight. This is my friend Mike, and he took me on a flight up into what they call the highlands. This is the mountains of Papua, and I think the mountains get over 10,000 feet high on this little island. So we went up, and here's some of the terrain there. Those little spots, see the little spots in the middle there? Those are houses, the little gatherings. They all have tin roofs. So you know there's no airplane port there, so they fly them in, and then these people either hike them or put them on mules or something to take them over. And so all through this jungle are these scattered little tin roofs, and they just get a little village just scattered throughout the place.
Did you say they fly them in?
They fly them into to one of the villages. So they have various landing strips in different villages, and then they come to those villages, and then they will carry them from that village over the hills to their place or through the valleys. So that's just some of the terrain. So this is one of the villages, the first village, Prong Logi, that I flew into. There's no missionaries that are here. This is the purpose of our flight was to bring in these supplies. When I got this picture and put it up here, I realized in the background there are some great pictures of some of the people. So I took those up. But that was the purpose of that. And this little village is one of their traditional huts. The reason I took it is because it looks so much like a Navajo hogan. It's the same shape and size. You know, it's not the same material, but same shape and size. I don't know. You know, it's kind of universal. So that brought back some memories. And then this is their church. And their pastor is the one right in the middle. The two guys on either side are the local school teachers. And right behind us is a memorial for, they just celebrated their 60th anniversary of the founding of the church. And the missionaries who helped plant it were from Germany, right? And it would have been right after World War II. This is just some of the people there. And you see the teachers there as well. I asked, one of the teachers was very good in English. I said, how many students do you have? He said, 160. And I looked around the village. I said, where do you get 160? He said, they walk from an hour and a half a day from all these different places and gatherings that come in to be taught. And then this again is a picture of their church. That's the landing strip. And the end of that goes right into the valley. And so that's where we landed. These are two of the missionaries, the families that we visited. And they love being there. Their daughter, the taller girl, clear on the right, her name is Catherine. And I talked to her and I said, because she's about 15, I said, so what do you do after you're done? She said, I don't know, I just want to stay here. I don't want to leave. I love it here. So anyway, so just a neat family. One of the things that's interesting is most of the missionaries I met are second or third generation missionaries. Their parents have been missionaries. Some of them, their grandparents have been missionaries, either there or someplace else. And it was constant, you know, they love it. They get the vision of what their family's been doing, and they come back. And these missionaries are with Ethnos 360, used to be New Tribes, and they're doing translation work. The little black kids in there are not, they're part of their family. They just wanted their pictures taken. And then here's me with Mike, and we toured this hospital that's no longer functioning. So then we went on Thursday. Wayne and I flew a commercial flight down to Meraki, which is in the southern coast of Papua. And went from the airport, walked next door, which is where the MAF hangar is. And this is a float plane that MAF has that they use that we flew in. And what I want you to notice is the hangar. See the beautiful hangar there? Yeah. And there's the hangar again. There's the hangar again. 18 years ago, Wayne went down and built that hangar. And it's being serviced and used all the time now. It's a wonderful thing. And I can remember when he talked about being down there in the utter heat in that. But so we went on that plane and we flew into a place called, I like that, pray before flight. I thought that was a good one. And that's where we flew. This is our landing strip in the jungle. He has this float plane. We landed on the river and went to a place called Somon. And this is the Osman people. It's one of the little tribes there. And this village is built on a swamp. And on that swamp, you have everything is put on pilings because it can't be down on the ground or it'd be soaking wet. So, and that's their deal. So KFC, we had KFC the first lunch we were there. So this family, Sam and Carrie and this is Grayson and Amelia. They flew in with us back in there. That's where they live. And they had bought KFC in Meraki, and so we decided to have KFC for lunch. This is their home. You can see the pilings. and what's sitting on. Here's the local pastor of the church there. And they all speak the Osmot language. They all know Indonesian too. There's the church. There's the inside of the church. This is for Mike's benefit. This is a bell they have hanging to welcome people, to call people to worship. This is exactly what Mike does, except this one probably has a deeper tone because they didn't cut it off at the bottom. But anyway, and here's one of their traditional homes. Again, even their street. See their street? It's a boardwalk, and that's how they get to their homes, is down this little boardwalk. These are the kids going to school. And this is the nurse there. She's not from there. They bring her in, and she's the nurse, and that's her little clinic there. So one of the reasons Wayne and I went there was to see the work, but also because this Wally would like to see a good school built there that will cover all the grades, a good school built there, and a better clinic, and so they can have needs met. So Wayne went down to talk about what that would take, what it'd be like, what are the challenges, like how do you build a building on pilings and that type of thing. So that was his purpose. Our purpose for going was to see that. We did a river trip. There's Wayne running the boat. We just took a morning and went down. And they're close enough to the ocean. We went down almost all the way to the ocean. And the water comes in there. It's called Bracken. They call it Bracken. And that is the tide comes all the way up to their village. And their swamp has a certain amount of salt in it because of it coming in. So they don't have mosquitoes or malaria because of that. There's their Trader Joe's on in a boat. It's not Trader Joe's, but they bring that boat in and do their business there. And people come up to the side of it and step in and do their shopping, whether it's groceries or building materials or whatever. And there is Sam and his son Grayson. Sam is talking to us about doing translation work and the challenges of doing an Osmot language and just telling us how you wrestle through every verse has to be wrestled through, and you can spend a whole day or two on getting one or two verses done. This is me with Grayson and Amelia. We had a great time. They're wonderful kids. And then they're with Sam and Carrie and their son Varun, who they adopted from Madagascar, and they're in the process of adopting two girls from Liberia. So Sam, missionary kid from Venezuela, and Carrie's missionary kid grew up there, not in Papua, but in Indonesia. So their continuing legacy, and that's just Wayne and I with them. Okay, wonderful time, and it's a beautiful opportunity to be there and to see what's going on and see the work that God is doing, and just being able to see. And I tell people, you sent me there to check up on what Wayne is doing to make sure he's doing a good job. But he's doing an incredible job, and to see the impact he's had on the buildings and the facilities so that the vision that is there can be carried out. Okay? Question?
I'm just curious, like where the school is that close to a city or a town? Or
the school that he built is in Sentani, which is right, it's a good-sized city.
Okay.
In fact, the airport, you fly into, I can't remember the name of the town, but it's actually, the airport is in Sentani, because there's a much bigger town next to it. We didn't go to that, to the bigger city, but anyway, so yeah, so it's a good-sized city.
The town that you showed the buildings at, is that, how big of a community is that, several thousand?
Oh, yeah. And it's definitely in a third world country, but it's pretty well established. Yeah, you can get Chinese food, you know, that's it. Yeah. You can get Chinese food everywhere, but anyway.